Welcome to the Make Room Show, formerly titled The 29-Minute Mom. I am your host, Jennifer Ford Berry, certified professional organizer, best-selling author, and coach. I've spent the last two decades teaching women how to get organized so that they can free up more space, time, energy, and money. This podcast is for the woman who wants to make room in her home and in her life for the people and the things that matter the most. Each week, I am bringing you episodes that will help you feel less overwhelmed and more inspired to create the life that you deserve. So come on, girl, let's do this together.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the show. How is everybody doing? Today's episode is not going to be a video because I'm over here like a hot mess. Getting ready for the next three crazy weeks ahead of my life. It is going to be I won't use the word shit show because it will be under control and I'll be organized, but it's going to be hectic. It's going to be crazy. So last week I was telling you guys about basically everything that happened when I took our youngest to college. And just as an update on that, I am doing much better. I'm not as emotional as I was when I did that episode. It's been about maybe 3 weeks. And luckily, we've kept really busy and the transition is getting easier. It still feels like he has been gone forever, but I think work and just like work has kept me really busy, which gets my mind off it. And then we've also had some really good times with some friends that are also, you know, in that stage of life where their youngest has gone off to college or their kids are older now. And so there is a upside to all of this. You can basically do whatever you want. It's kind of weird that you don't have to check on things with your kids every day. Last night I was at a meeting really late and I pulled into the parking lot and I had this, you know, natural reaction like, oh, I need to check in with Bryson now that he's out of practice and let him know I'm going to be late, see what he's doing for dinner. And then I was like, oh, I don't have to do that, which is sad, but it's also freeing. It's so many emotions. So, so I wanted to touch base with you guys this week because I was working with a client yesterday and it really got me thinking about the topic today of how to make money on things that you are purging from your house and what to do as far as trying to recoup some of that money. And as I am in the middle, like I said, the next 3 weeks are crazy. It really is a perfect time to talk about this. So I'm going to get into that in a second. What I'm talking about my next 3 weeks is this week I have my semi-annual family consignment sale here in Western New York that I run every 6 months. And it's just an awesome event for local families to sell their AKA clutter and get some money for it. And when the stuff at the end, if it hasn't sold, we support many, many local charities. And that business that I run is called Mother Time Marketplace. The other thing that is happening is at the end of the month. So I'm going to wrap up Mother Time, get everybody paid, and then hop on a plane and head to Kentucky. So super, super excited that the Focus Retreat is only a couple of short weeks away. And if you haven't already done so, please do me a favor, go to thefocusretreat.com. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous website for an amazing in-person live event that I am part of. And so myself, along with three other life coaches, will be heading to Kentucky to host and present at the Focus Retreat. And if you haven't gotten a ticket yet, I highly encourage you to do so if you find yourself in a season where you're just like, I have all these ideas, I have all these feelings going through my head, I want to make a change, but I'm just not quite sure how to do it. This is the event to come to give yourself clarity, to be able to meet other like-minded women, and to brainstorm and to learn from, you know, myself and three other amazing coaches that are going to rock your world. So all of their bios are on thefocusretreat.com. But yeah, I highly encourage you to take a look and just look at the itinerary, look at the breakout sessions. This is just, I'm so excited. And it's like, such a God thing that this is even happening. I put this mastermind together with these women probably 2 years ago now, and we started planning this event maybe 1 year ago, and now it's happening. And it just goes to show you that if you believe anything is possible and you do the work and you get good at time management and you dream big, that things will happen. So I really want you all to hear that. So today, let's get to it. So yesterday I was working with an in-person client and we were going through, we've been going through a lot of clothing, jewelry, accessories, shoes, handbags, the whole gamut. And this particular client of mine might win the prize for the most items, the most clothes I've ever seen in one house. And they're good clothes. I mean, really nice things. But what happened basically is she is into fashion and she hasn't purged, like fully purged, like done this the right way for years and years. So as you can imagine, it has built up to quite a large collection. Okay. And we're going to use the word collection because I want you to think of that word for whatever category is taking up a lot of space, time, and energy in your life. Collection could be, you know, antiques. It could be porcelain dolls. It could be, you know, jewelry. It could be books. It could be your old CD collection. It could be a shoe collection. It could be baseball cards. I mean, I've seen every collection under the sun, I can tell you, in this past 20 years of doing this organizing gig. So I've seen it all. And I just want to kind of tell you, first of all, that the biggest thing I want to start out with this show is to tell you that if you are a person that is justifying a lot of spending on one particular collection, I want you to beware. I want you to hear this and listen all the way through to this episode, because like I said, I've seen every collection under the sun and I've never ever, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, I've never come across a collection that retails now what it did when the person first purchased it. Now, I'm sure there's a few slim situations where that is not true. What am I thinking of? Like maybe possibly antiques. I'm sure there's other things, but in general, I see people spend their hard-earned money on large items of the same category, which turn into a collection. And then someday they either A, just get sick of that item because there's too many of it. B, they pass away and the children or the family members inherited the collection. C, they move, they downsize, they need a smaller home and the large collection can't go with them. I mean, there's a variety of situations that can occur, but I have never seen one really, like, I don't see these collections turning into cash in my clients' hands. So it's a difficult process, but I want to give you some suggestions on what you can do if you are sitting on a collection now, because for me, I just look at this as maybe some, you know, you start collecting something. Why? Because you really, really like that type of item, right? Or with my client's case, she really likes clothes and she would buy multiple colors of the same piece or multiple pieces in the same brand. She really had a large quantity of the brands that she liked, but things go out of style. And the same happens with any collection. Take, for example, porcelain dolls. I remember when we were kids, my sister like wanted porcelain dolls for holidays and she collected them. I mean, she didn't have a large collection, but she collected them. And then what happened? She grew up, she didn't want anything to do with the porcelain dolls. I once had a client that had an entire doll room, like an addition put onto her house with glass cases and shelves. And she had hundreds, if not thousands, of porcelain dolls that she collected. And when she passed away, we couldn't even give them away. Even a local doll museum barely took any. They literally went to like a local Goodwill because there was nobody that would give us money for them. And here's the thing. Could we have possibly made more money off of them? Yes. But what does that entail? If you really want to get recoup money that you've spent on a collection, you're going to have to give up, which I always talk about this on the show. Everything we own costs us some amount of STEM, space, time, energy, money. So now when you're ready to part with the collection, you know, everybody wants to wave a magic wand and it just, this money appears, like you just sell it on Facebook Marketplace or you just sell it at a local consignment store. It doesn't necessarily work that way because collections are usually large numbers of items and they're very hard to move, especially because there's so many of them. And that, you know, the number is what makes it a collection. So it's difficult. So I think because my client passed away, we were purging the house, they were getting ready to list it on the market, and these dolls needed to move. And there was just no amount of energy or time worth trying to list every single doll on eBay or you know, Facebook Marketplace or whatever, because here's the thing, collections usually go out of style. And with the doll situation, they were definitely out of style. Now people weren't into them as much. And so they're worth even less money. And I'm talking, ladies and gentlemen, there was boxes, there was receipts. She did everything right. Like she had the proof of what they cost. Certain dolls cost well over $1,000. We couldn't give them away. This is the truth of this reality of purging. Okay. So really that's my first major point today. I want you to think about if you are collecting something and you think you are investing money into this collection and someday somewhere you're going to become a wealthy person by trading the items in for currency, I'm 90% sure you're going to be disappointed. And I would love to hear any success stories with this, but I have not seen them. I have not experienced one. And it's been many, many years and literally thousands of people that I've worked with. And so be careful because a lot of times you're trying to fill some sort of inner void by collecting more and more and more of these items. And you feel like, okay, they make me happy. Something about it when I look at it, you know, gets me excited or brings me joy or whatever it's doing for you. And so you just want more and more and more of it. But the problem is anytime it becomes excessive, it's harder to take care of. It's harder to be responsible for. It's harder to clean around. It's harder to organize. These things usually collect a lot of dust. And now you have a massive amount of the same item and it will be difficult to move. So be careful because someday if you want to trade this in for cash, I would encourage you to think about that. Like this could happen even when you love the collection right now. You're probably like, Jennifer, I don't want to hear it. I love my collection so much. Great. But don't keep investing thinking that it's going to turn into currency. Most likely it is not. You're not going to recoup the same value that you invested into it. It's really hard. And so what I tell my clients all the time when I come across these large collections is that we could try to sell them. But you could exhaust yourself. Like I always say, how much time and energy do you want to invest into trying to recoup the money that you spent? Because can you do it? Yeah, you can get some money back. It might not be the full amount, but you can get a decent amount. And it's going to take a lot of time and energy away from your current everyday life in order to do that. And so what we did, and you know, obviously these are some suggestions. I'm sure you know most of them, but when it comes to trying to sell things, your options are what? A yard sale, which the downfall of that is no matter what the listing price is, everybody asks if they can pay you less usually. And you're just making pennies on the dollar at a yard sale, a consignment sale or shop, which, you know, I'm all about consignment. I love it. I love consignment. I always have. And I'm a huge fan because I don't have to pay full price for things. I find unique things. I love the repurpose part of it, all of that. But again, you have to find this. If you're doing a store, like this happened yesterday, we had to call a number of different stores because her collection of clothes was so large that no one store would take it all. And we're talking just fall and winter right now here in New York. So the one store we called said they would only take 40 items. Another store was like the same amount. Another one wasn't open. Another one was like maxed out, couldn't take any more for the season. So we also looked into ThredUp. So she's going to try selling some on ThredUp. I'm selling some of her items at my consignment sale this week, but that's like right there, like 4 or 5 different places to sell. And it's not even going to put a dent in it. Oh, I also forget she had this amazing woman come over to the house and take a bunch of clothes, like literally a carload. This is how much stuff we're talking, ladies and gentlemen, like a carload. And she's going to be listing it on Posh for a percentage. So that's a lot of time too for that person listing, but she knows what things go for and she knows, you know, how to present them in a way that will get a good price, but still my client's going to get a percentage of a percentage because Posh is going to take a percentage. The rep's going to take a percentage and then my client will have the leftovers. So any sort of consignment, you're getting a percentage. What are the other options? The biggest thing is, you know, and I talk about this in my newest book, Make Room. There's like a whole chapter on this topic, which I am passionate about. And it's about privilege giving. That's what I call it, because privilege giving is when you are blessed with an abundance of something and you can bless somebody else with it that doesn't have what you have, right? So I find that speaking to audiences as much as I do, I bring this topic up a lot, and I have never really come across somebody that's like, no, I don't want to give. It's more usually the case where they don't know where to give it to, because they normally are like, well, I know about Salvation Army and Goodwill, but I like to really help the local nonprofits. So I would encourage you to say to yourself, well, if I don't want to get, you know, give up more time and energy to these things, to this collection, then how could I bless somebody else with it? That would be privilege giving. And there's so many different ways. I mean, there are just like some practical examples. And I do list this in the book. If you have a copy of Make Room, if you don't, you can grab it on Amazon. But just as a couple of examples, you know, there's animal shelters. There's certain categories that animal shelters will take. One of my favorite places to give is domestic violence programs, because a lot of times there's women on the run or in hiding from an abusive relationship that are starting from like square one with their kids in a new apartment. I know this because I used to be on the board of one of these programs, and it's truly amazing what these domestic violent programs do for these women. So all sorts of anything from housewares to toiletries, makeup, clothing, even school supplies. So look into that. You can, you know, look at Habitat for Humanity. Local churches have lots of drop-off boxes. There's so many ways to be a giver. And this really does, you know, I feel like when you do give, you receive back. So sometimes you just have to get to the place where you're like, you know what? I'm going to sell as much as I can. I'm going to decide how much time and energy I'm going to devote to this. And then after that, I'm just going to have an open hand and let it go into the hands of people that need it the most. And I know that I'm blessing them. And I also know that I will, you know, reap what I sow, and do it with a joyful outlook, because you can't stay stuck on the fact that you paid full retail price for each of these pieces. You just can't do it. You'll drive yourself insane, and it will make you sad and depressed. And I'd rather you clear the clutter, because I know for a fact that when you declutter an area, it will increase energy. You'll feel more positive emotions. You will feel like you're doing something about the clutter. You're taking control. you're empowering yourself and you will be able to see the rewards of a cleaner home, a cleaner space, a clutter-free space. And if you're listening to this right now and you're like, I don't even know where to begin, that's probably one of the biggest comments I hear in my career. And you don't have to figure it out. I mean, there's so many experts out there like me that will figure it out for you, or you could ask a friend that likes to do this, or, I mean, you can join one of my programs online. The Created Order neighborhood is full of programs, and actually it's getting ready, starting next month to become even more full of programs, because this is the last month we're offering at the price that it's at, because I'm about ready to load it up with lots more organizing programs. So, but yeah, there's help out there. There's help everywhere. And you can just, you know, and if you're thinking, oh, I don't have the time to do this, you do have the time. That's a lie that you're telling yourself. And you need to just grab your calendar and do some time blocks. Here's an hour, there's 2 hours until you get to the end point of where you want to be. And obviously, sometimes it's easier said than done. And that's why I do so much of this coaching work, because a lot of people need accountability and they need to be constantly coached on the process, even just to stay the momentum. I mean, trust me, my client yesterday, I love her to pieces. So shout out to Amy. I love you, girl. But she'll tell you, she's exhausted, because when you let it, a collection, get to the point of there being so many items, it takes a while to declutter it. And you just have to remind yourself that it took years to collect all these things. It's going to take several attempts to declutter it. So I hope that was helpful. If you have a collection that you're just kind of like, what do I do with this? Have you ever heard of a great way to give it or sell it? Feel free to drop me a line. Feel free to leave me a review or a post. Or you can always hit me up on Instagram, DM me under Jennifer Ford Berry. But I hope this was helpful, and I hope it gave you a little bit of a pep talk as well as an inside look on what could happen down the line. And also, I know a lot of you listening may have parents that have collections and you're a little bit worried about inheriting those. So I hope, you know, if you do feel like you need a little bit more boost, just reach out. All righty. I got to run. I have some events to prepare for, and I hope everybody has an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you and love you so much. I really, really do. You know, I appreciate being able to come on this mic and just share my insight and the things that I've learned over all the years, because I know how much people can struggle with clutter. So thank you so much. Until next time. Imagine the chance to slip away for a few days, someplace where you can release the constant pressure to do more, be more, say more, and reach more. Where conversation is authentic and meaningful, rest is prioritized, and food is deliciously prepared by someone other than you. Welcome to the Focus Retreat. This is an event that I am co-hosting this coming September. Ladies, I am so, so excited to personally invite you to this very special gathering. Finally, we can meet together in person, face to face. Can you imagine? I would love to meet you face to face. This is a chance where you can get away and refine your focus on every aspect of the integrated life: family, organization, confidence, you, and strategy. You'll discover how to do less in order to achieve more, to increase your impact on the people and the projects that matter the most. That's what we're all about here on the Make Room Show, right? So check it out. Go to thefocusretreat.com right now. And if you sign up, please do me a favor, DM me or send me an email and say, Jennifer, I am coming, because ladies, I want to meet as many of you as I can in person. And if you do come and you are a listener of the show, I am going to carve out some special downtime just for us and the listeners of the show. So again, thefocusretreat.com. You do not want to miss it.